Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commander Patchett, do you read me? Commander Patchett, this is Lieutenant Zhang. Caddy, it's Daisy. I know you might not get this message right away since you're off on a super important mission, but I have an urgent update. A pretty serious update. I'm doing my very best yoga breathing and trying not to freak out, so guess what? We finally made contact with Earth! Yep, after all this time. Yay us! Found it on satellite visuals too. And that contact? Man, it was great. All 90 seconds of it. That's when all the power on Earth went out. The entire planet is dark, like a total, complete, blackout dark. So, we're just a little bit curious. How can the power go out everywhere at the exact same time? Did an asteroid hit? Did a sun flare kick up a magnetic storm? Did someone forget to pay the power bill or what? I thought it was bad when we couldn't find our home planet. But now, what on Earth is happening on Earth? So call me when you get this, Caddy. It's only the fate of the planet at stake. Bye!
Jonas, open the cockpit door. Did you say we lost both engines?
Because that would mean the aircraft we're flying in has no power?
Yeah, so whatever caused the blackout on the ground also zapped our power and made our engines go bye-bye.
But how is that even possible?
Not really worried about the how right now, more focused on the not splatting.
We can glide for a bit, right? How long can we stay in the air before we crash?
I'd say 20 minutes.
20 minutes? So you can land it?
You're talking about a dead stick landing in the dark.
Have you done that before?
Give me space. You're making me nervous. Close the door and buckle up.
He can pull this off, Aurora. I've seen him do incredible things.
Sure.
Look at what we made it through. I mean, the spacewalk, the volcano, Mrs. Stern's language arts class.
We went to Mars and back. I never imagined it ending like this.
Nothing is ending.
I'm sorry, Mars. It's my fault you're even here. I brought you on board, and it was kind of selfish, I know.
So, quick question for you, Aurora.
Sure, anything.
President of the United States? Really?
I know. I'm sure you think what I'm doing is wrong.
I just don't get it. You're not curious at all about what happened to the adults? You don't think we need them?
I know we don't. Mars, I didn't have your amazing mom growing up. I had my parents. After the divorce, they weren't there for me. You were there, even when we were little kids. I know you and Caddy have this unbreakable bond, but you came looking for me on another planet. You're the one I could always count on. When my parents let me down over and over again, I depended on you and on my friends, when all the adults ever did was disappoint me. So, yeah, not all that fired up to look for them.
I get it, Aurora. I do. And I'm still here for you.
Thanks, Mars. Means a lot.
Would it be okay for me to hold hands with the future leader of the free world? Not that you're scared or anything.
Sure, I'd like that.
Okay, you two. Do you want the good news first, or the bad news?
Both?
Just tell us.
Okay, bad news is I can't stick this landing. Not without seeing the ground. So I'm turning her around, heading for the water.
The water?
At least the plane won't hit anyone on the ground.
You're going to land on the water.
Like I said, not gonna be any landing.
You said there was good news. What is it?
Open that compartment over your heads.
Oh no, no way.
What is it?
Jonas, parachutes are the good news?
Better than no parachutes, am I right?
Come on, Caddy. You too, Axel. Move it.
Not all of us have supercharged motor chairs to get us around, Jules.
Yes, lucky me. So, Caddy, the tower up ahead through the trees, it really looks like...
the Space Needle in Seattle. Exactly. You two have never been?
I've never been much of anywhere besides London. And Mars, of course.
Never been big on boring landmarks myself.
Well, I've been to the Space Needle a bunch of times. Class field trips, that kind of thing. I grew up pretty close to it. It was built in the 60s for the World's Fair. It has this observation deck at the top where you can eat and see the whole city.
Oh, lovely. But how did it get here?
One time, my dad took the day off work. And he pulled me out of school so we could visit the Space Needle together. We had lunch at the top, just the two of us. I couldn't believe it. My dad, letting me play hooky.
He sounds great.
He could be.
I hate not knowing where they are. My parents, I mean. If they're safe, or...
if we'll ever see them again.
Were you close with your mom and dad, Axel?
My mom and my other mom, you mean?
Oh, right.
They were pretty chill. I always had big dreams. They thought I was a little too driven. But hey, I'm on Mars, aren't I?
It's weird. For so many years, my parents worried about me, sheltered me because I couldn't walk. If they had their way, they would have kept me in a bubble. And now, I'm the one worrying about them.
Stop!
What is it?
Footprints in the soil.
Human footprints.
But that would mean someone else was here. And as far as we know, no one from our colony has seen this forest before.
Maybe the footprints belong to the podcasting blowhard who built this thing.
You think it was Oliver Pruitt?
You got a better theory?
But why would Pruitt build a copy of the Space Needle here?
Seems like bad business to put a restaurant on a mostly deserted planet.
There's only one way to find out what it's doing here. We go to the top.
We've got about 2 minutes before we have to jump.
Am I the only one who's noticed that there are two parachutes and three of us?
Jonas, you take that one. Aurora and I will share.
Share?
Just like kindergarten when you let me use your crayons.
You broke the red one, and this is nothing like kindergarten.
Hey, after you walk through space, jumping out of a plane is nothing. We're way closer to the ground.
Is that supposed to be a good thing?
I'm reading the instructions. Okay, I think I know how we can do this. Here. We both attach our legs to these leg straps.
Mars, this is crazy.
Crazier than you running for president?
He's got you there, AG. Okay, I'm strapped in.
Aurora?
Fine. I'm in.
Me too. We need something to bind us together. A rope or a belt or...
I have my scarf.
You wear scarves now?
That's what you're worried about? Here, Jonas, tie this around our waist.
Nice and tight.
That is tight. Hello, Mars.
Aurora?
You guys jump first, then I can make sure the plane is headed for the water.
Okay, now or never.
Never sounds pretty good.
I'm opening the door.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Here, take this flare. Light it up after you've pulled the chute. It'll help you see the ground, and maybe someone will see you.
Okay. I don't know if I can... can do this.
Sure you can. All you have to do is take a step.
I'm scared, Mars.
We're all scared, but we're gonna be okay.
How do you know?
Same way I knew I'd find you both when you went missing. I just believed it.
That was a good speech, Mars.
How about this one? One small step for...
Jump! This is amazing!
Pull the chute, Mars!
You have to pull the chute!
I didn't read the directions you did!
I can't reach!
Wait, I think... Okay, one, two, three! It worked! It worked!
See? You just gotta believe. Oh, I should light that flare.
I see the ground. It's still coming pretty fast.
Guess we can add jumping out of a plane to our list of insane things we never thought we'd do.
Mars?
Yes?
Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Do I have your vote?
My vote?
You're not going to vote for me, are you?
Is this really the time to talk politics?
It may not be important to you, but to me this is the most
ground!
Important...
We made it!
Yeah.
Mars!
Pick? We were on the boat when we saw the plane heading for the water with no power. And then the flares in the sky?
You jumped out of the plane?
We did.
On purpose. 10,000 points. Maybe a few less for the twisted ankle.
And there's Jonas. Has that plan to kidnap Mars working out, Aurora?
You're blaming me for this.
Did you cause the blackout?
What?
That's it, I'm voting for the other guy.
The 8-year-old who cries every time he thinks about his mommy.
Guys, stop. We need to figure out what caused this blackout and what the 1961 project was.
1961 project?
We found this recording of Mars's mom talking about her research. Apparently she's a brilliant scientist, and he never knew it.
Not really enjoying the dark. Can't even see the Seattle skyline. Or the Space Needle.
That's it!
That's what, Pick?
The Space Needle, built in 1961 for the World's Fair by the architects your mom talked about in the recording. It's gotta be the structure she was referring to. The 1961 project. It's the Space Needle.
We have to go to it. Find out what she was working on, how she knew everything that was going to happen.
And maybe who really turned off the power.
Pick, what are you doing?
Trying to jumpstart this car, but it's dead just like your airplane. And every other mode of transport around.
So, how do you suggest we get to the Space Needle this year? Considering we're in a complete blackout, none of the vehicles work, and if we walk, it'll take us about 2 million hours.
Cupcake, how'd you find us? Wanna take me to the Space Needle? I'm gonna take that as a yes.
You're gonna ride that thing?
It's not a thing. It's a he, I think. And I did it on Mars. Why not Earth?
Tardigrades only see two.
Then Mars and me. Perfect.
Why you?
You wanna ride the tardigrade?
Okay, Mars and Aurora will go to the Space Needle.
You sure you wanna come with me, Aurora? You haven't exactly been a fan of tardigrades.
Like I said, the Space Needle might have the answers about how we turn the power back on.
So you can have your big election, right?
JP, Jonas, let's walk over to my office and see if we can get the power grid back on.
As long as we stop for a bathroom break, I'm in.
Good luck, Mars. We'll see you when we see it.
To the Space Needle, Cupcake.
How long do you think it takes for this elevator to get to the top?
It was 41 seconds back home, in the real Space Needle.
If this tower is really an exact replica of the one back on Earth...
Then what, Julia?
I don't know, but it's remarkable, really. How was this even built? Where did the raw materials come from?
I wish Mars could see this. He loved the Space Needle as a kid. When we used to play Mission to Space, he'd pretend the Space Needle was a rocket that could blast him off to another galaxy. He thought his little toy spaceship, the Manu One, even looked like it.
41 seconds exactly.
But this is... We definitely aren't in Seattle anymore.
We're here, Cupcake, but no electricity, so elevator's not gonna work. Think you can climb to the top? What's wrong, Cuppy?
Big idiot! The tardigrade just threw me off his back! I knew I didn't like him.
Cuppy? What are we doing? Oh, going up!
Hey, come back here! Mars!
I'll let you know how it goes!
This is not what the inside of the Space Needle looks like at home.
Supposed to look like?
Well, Axel, in Seattle, it's a restaurant.
Guess things are a little different on Mars.
Amazing. What is all this technology?
They're like mirrors.
Don't touch!
But they ripple as if it's made of a liquid.
Do you know what any of this stuff does, Julia?
No. But I think it just turned on.
High up, aren't we, Cupcake? You're doing great, boy. Just take this climb easy, okay? Real easy. Whatever you do, don't look down. Steady, steady. Good job, buddy. We made it to the outside of the observation deck. Looks like they're working on some kind of renovation up here. How do we get through that window? Okay. I'm gonna slowly climb off your back and into the scaffold and see if I can find... Ah, that was not my best idea! I'm slipping, Cupcake! I don't know if I can hold on! Cupcake, don't swing the scaffold, we'll both fall! We're heading straight for the window!
So the power's on. Now what?
I wish I could talk to Toothpick again. No offense, Caddy, Axel. It's just, maybe he'd have a theory on why this is here. What it's for, and...
I say we got the whole place for parts. I don't know what any of it does, but...
What's going on? Everything's shaking!
Earthquake? Another volcanic eruption?
I don't think so!
It's like an energy surge.
I can't see a thing!
It's so bright!
This entire place is like supercharged!
What's happening?
Hello?
Mars! It's you!
Thank you. For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.